as we've just heard, when we learn something, nerve cells have to make new connections between themselves to store this information. But now, a new study has revealed that this is only part of the process. Alongside these new nerve connections, when it learns, the brain makes other new cells too. These are called oligodendrocytes, and it's their job to wrap around and support nerve fibres. If this process is blocked, then learning can't take place, as Bill Richardson explains.
What many neuroscientists are interested in solving is, how does the brain work? How do we learn and remember new things, new ways of moving, new practical skills? Something must change in your head when you learn something new, but no one has the faintest idea of what that is. Previously, it's been thought that learning was really a neuron thing. Neurons are the cells in your brain that communicate with one another by electrical signals. They send signals down long threads like wires called axons. But we recently found that another type of cell in the brain called oligodendrocytes, its role is to insulate the wires, the axons of the neurons. They wrap themselves around in a kind of like rolling up a sleeping bag around a snooker cue. Now, we've discovered that these cells continue to be formed throughout adult life in mice. And there is evidence also from MRI imaging, magnetic resonance imaging, in humans, that the white matter, which is part of the brain where these axons are all lined up, those continue to grow throughout human life. And guessing that that might be something to do with oligodendrocytes, we decided to test the idea directly that new oligodendrocytes are required for learning complex skills in mice. So we first of all set up a test of learning ability in mice. Mice love to run on wheels, and mice will run the equivalent of 5 to 7 kilometers every night. And what we did was we removed rungs in a quasi-random pattern to create a more difficult task.
These would be the rungs in the wheel. So the mice, instead of just having to repeatedly move their feet forward by a known distance each time, they're having to second guess where there are rungs missing and adapt their stride accordingly.
That's absolutely correct. And they have severe difficulties. And when you look at them on movies, you're amazed that they actually persevere. But they do. They persevere, and within a week they can run as fast on those wheels as they could do on a normal, uncomplicated wheel.
And this is by adapting their running technique. They're having to learn to move a new way to compensate for the missing rungs.
That's right.
So having engineered this pretty tricky motor learning task for these mice,
right,
how do you then tell whether these oligodendrocytes are involved?
Well, the idea is very simple. If we prevent new oligodendrocytes from forming, then they should not be able to learn. We devised a genetic trick that allows us to allow the mice to develop normally to adulthood and then inject a drug to flick a genetic switch that will delete a gene required for new oligodendrocytes forming without affecting oligodendrocytes formed previously.
So if your theory is correct and learning involves these oligodendrocytes making new contacts and so on, if you block the production of new oligodendrocytes in the brain, you should impair learning. And is that what you found?
That's what we found. The mice were seriously impaired to learn to run at speed on this complex wheel.
So these oligodendrocytes that are being impacted by deleting this gene, they're coming from what, some kind of stem cell in the brain that produces new oligodendrocytes, and you stop that happening, so you therefore impair future learning, but you don't alter established learning, things you know already.
Exactly. These new oligodendrocytes are formed by precursor cells, kind of like stem cells. And these cells are very numerous in our brains. They're about 5% of all of our brain cells. And it was initially a mystery as to why we should have so many of these precursor cells in our brains during adulthood. They are there, apparently, to provide new oligodendrocytes for learning new practical tasks. And maybe they're involved in other types of learning, like arithmetic learning and that kind of thing.
So what do you think the implications of what you found are?
What we've uncovered is an additional refinement, which is nevertheless essential. And that provides us with a new target, perhaps, that would allow us in the fullness of time to be able to tweak learning, maybe enhance learning. Or, since it's difficult to forget things, once you've learned to ride a bicycle, you never forget. It's also very difficult to forget bad habits. So maybe if we could manipulate oligodendrocytes, we could more easily forget bad habits and relearn them in a better way.
Hope for me with my chocolate habit then. That was Bill Richardson from University College London. He was discussing the work he's published just recently in the journal Science.